I guess there are different styles of swing in different parts of the country, or I should say there were when it was all the rage. Now you're bringing swing to southeastern Wyoming, and I understand you're the only community swing dance in the state. So is there a swing tradition in this part of the world?
The only tradition that I can see is in 1935, Benny Goodman took his orchestra across country to promote Let's Dance, the radio program that he was a part of. And they ended up stopping in Denver, Colorado. And at this time, they were supposed to have a 3-week engagement. And Denver ended up really not liking it, and it pretty much kind of run out of Denver, and they had to continue their trip. So historically, this region hasn't been as conducive to swing. In recent years, Denver's become a hot spot for swing, and it's been a very, I guess, prominent place for dancers.
And why keep this antiquated form of dance alive?
Well, I think it's much better than the dancing now, for one. And it's also, I mean, it allows for, it's social, and it allows for interaction. It's genuine interaction. It's good exercise. And it also gives you something to talk about with any generation. I mean, it's a common link, I guess, between different groups of people.
Yeah, there's an effort in Colorado. One of the primary dance groups down there is called Community Minded Dance, and they want to promote this historical dance form that generated in America, and we're trying to keep that going as well. And we just find it's really, really fun. And it's a communication. It's a way, if you're partner dancing, you have a physical contact with that person. You might not have ever met them before, but you can ask them to dance, and you go have a good time, and you listen to the music, and there's so much going on in a social dance. You don't find that hardly anywhere else. It's a really fun form of dance.
Charles, can anyone swing dance? How hard is it?
Oh, most definitely. We've taught at elementary schools, we've taught at junior highs, we've taught at high schools, and anybody can dance. We will even teach you how to find rhythm. And so we start off with jitterbug or Charleston, a lot of more getting that syncopated rhythm down and getting people to feel good with that syncopated sound that is swing. And then we work up to the Lindy Hop, which is one of the smoother dances. And it's actually, if you follow the progression of music from hot jazz, and that originated kind of out of ragtime and blues, and you see it progress to the swing that you hear from wartime, like I guess in the World War II era, that's more of that smooth sound that we progress to. So we almost teach chronologically how swing itself developed.
Would you say that there's a swing revival happening now?
Yeah, most definitely. It kind of started off in the 1980s, and you had like Cherry Poppin' Daddies and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
When you're hanging with your friends at night, and everything just feels all right, it's always gonna get you every time.
And then it's kind of, it's gone away from this zoot suit kind of look, and it's starting to turn into, I feel like, something a little more authentic and a little more musically and socially minded. And so the dancing is less throwing people around, and it's more, how can I lead this person to do something really cool? And you almost see that within the music as well, because you had bands like Cherry Poppin' Daddies and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy who are mimicking the big bands, so bands of the 1940s, and now you're seeing bands who are mimicking bands of the 30s and even the 20s with more New Orleans sound and street corner kind of jazz.
Yeah, blues plays a little bit of part in that. Current band musicians now are playing songs that were played 50 years ago and bringing them back with just a little different sound, but they're revisiting those tunes.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, thanks so much for your time and for telling us about swinging around town.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.